The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty, turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
Wow, we are so out of practice with
it's
that.
Been a year.
It's been about a year since we've spoken.
It's really strange.
Hi, everybody. So we're terribly sorry that we just kind of like sneaky-peated
and planned.
Yeah, we were just like, bye. We were really busy. I was traveling.
Johnny had a vacation in Iceland.
Yeah, I was in glaciers and stuff. I mean, we were just honestly, we just got super busy. And
you know, Johnny, you know, I'm going to interrupt you here and just say
right.
I'm upset.
Are you going to apologize to the people?
No, you're upset. You have to apologize this time. You're the one that went to Iceland without me. And I don't know how that changes the podcast and what we could have been doing there, but it changes a lot for me. When I got on today, I love you, but I'm slightly annoyed at you, and I don't know why. It's like I watched that trip and the videos and the Insta story. It just, I missed you.
And I missed you,
too. We should have been in the cold, blowing over in the wind together, and we weren't. And... You chose that.
Well, did you have the... Is it FOMO or MOFO? What do people say?
FOMO.
FOMO. Okay. So did you have that?
I did. I mean, Iceland looked amazing. It looked very cold and windy.
Well, you know how I feature that in my life.
You,
I just like... I
do.
Like a pale face on a glacier.
But I have to ask you
breeze.
This. I know you very well. How... Like, some of the adventures you were going on, like... I can't see you completely. I just feel like I could hear you in the back like, Jesus, like,
yeah.
What is this? And why am I on a public school bus going into, like, the tundra?
Yeah,
but
well.
am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. So for everyone who's an idiot enough not to follow me on Instagram, I was in Iceland for the last week. And actually, the flight is closer to the East Coast than L.A. So, you know, I kind of feature that as a little vacation with my friends Jackie and Rena. And the thing that I love about traveling with Jackie and Rena is that they make me do touristy things. And while I do despise doing them, and while I, you know, I kept prefacing everything that they would kind of offer me as like a daily excursion, everything. I was like, guys, here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but when I was young, I traveled a lot. And I saw all the things, and
the
right
things.
Now, all I really want to do is sit on
in
my fat ass and eat in a hot tub and drink. That's all I really want to do. But Jackie's super into it, and I respect her for actually getting me to go see waterfalls. But sort of once you've seen once I've seen the first sort of tumble of water over black lava rock,
right?
I don't need to see four more. Like, oh, I seen it.
Right.
But, you know, the excursions, they were beautiful. It was very, okay, so Iceland is a place I love, and I'd been there once before just for like a day and a half, so now I got to really experience it. And the shocking thing about it, I mean, I held court at clubs. There was one night I was allegedly being hit on by a deaf gentleman who was talking to me through Google Translate, and I thought, oh, well, he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't speak English. So we're talking, you know, German and English, and, you know, I was getting hit on by him and had no idea that he was deaf, and I just kept talking at him, and Jackie was like, Johnny, you know, he's deaf. And I was like, oh, really? I had no idea.
He just kept talking.
Yeah, so, I mean, I drank hard on the nights that I did drink. We were at this, oh, God, there's so many stories, so tuck in. That happened. We went on excursions. We rented a car and drove sort of all around Iceland. And if you go 20 minutes outside Reykjavik, you don't see anything for a long time. So we also ate a lot, which leads me to the next thing. It is so expensive to eat there. And anyone going or anyone who wants to go should know this because, all right, I'm going to admit something.
Uh-oh.
Honey, you know how I love a chicken finger, right?
Yeah, you love a chicken finger.
I, you know, live and die and breathe chicken fingers. So we were kind of out and about, and it's so desolate, and it's such a barren sort of countryside. It looks like Game of Thrones, where they, you know, film a lot of Game of Thrones there. that you never really know where your next meal is going to come from. So when you find food, you eat it. And we found a KFC Subway Taco Bell combination at some gas station somewhere. And we stopped for KFC. We got 6 chicky tenders. We got 3 spicy chicky tenders and 3 drinks. And it was 73 American large.
And what?
Yeah, it was outrageously expensive to eat. And it wasn't even that good. It was just like, oh, well, you know what? I'm probably going to die on a glacier right now. So I should probably have a last meal. So we got big plastic bags of like cookies and granola bars and drove around Iceland with them. But I honestly, like, I missed you. And but I had a great time. I can't lie.
No,
I can't pretend I didn't.
I'm just teasing you.
But now I have the lay of the land. So when you and I do go there or have to go there for some reason, I know what's up.
Good.
I know the clubs to go to.
I've always wanted to visit, so you'll have to tell me.
Yeah, I would love it if we went with Todd Cap. But there was this. Okay, so we stayed downtown in Reykjavik for. And I did not get my shoes stolen. You know, last time I was in Scandinavia,
you didn't
that happened.
Trade them for clogs this time. Good.
I did not trade them for a clog.
Bit chilly.
But you get really emo and sort of indie film when you're there. You just kind of, like, Jackie and Rena stopped wearing bras by, like, day 3. I stopped putting makeup on, you know, day 2. And you just get real natural with it, which is fun. But then you have to filter the hell out of your Instagram photos.
Amaro double filter.
Amaro triple filter plus Clarendon just on the lower half of your body. Really hard with the filters. But we stayed downtown Reykjavik, and then we had booked into this design hotel that was, you know, an hour away from the city. And, like, literally when I tell you there's nothing around, there's nothing. There may be a wild pack of horses, some volcanic rocks, and that's kind of it. There are no telephone poles, no bushes, no trees, no squirrels, no humans, no cars, no nothing. And that was really sort of liberating because I was like, oh, I'm going to get
Sounds
my tits
like
out.
Training.
Yeah, it was training, essentially. But we stayed
no
at this
life.
Hotel. And they had a geothermal pool there. And they're part of this Design Hotels of the World hotel and, you know, Icelandic 5-star. And it was the only one on the island that was 5 stars. And, you know, it was great. And we gangstered a deal out of them, which was awesome. But we held court in this geothermal pool. And you actually commented on my Insta photo drunk because, you know, mommy was busy drinking. But we only had 40 rooms, so who are you going to meet there or really hold court with? We wound up pulling it with, like, families from Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
Social media influencers were staying at the property, but we left early because they started doing construction real early in the morning, like very, very early. And we tied one on the night before, and it stays bright until about 11 o'clock at night, and the sun starts coming up again at 4 in the morning. So, you know, mommy wasn't happy. Mommy was hungover, and they were drilling something. So we left there early, which was unfortunate. But overall, Iceland was glorious. And, you know, I bought a pair of hiking boots at Cabela's before I left, and I promptly left them there because they look like white marshmallow boots. No, there's a lot of look there. Like, I'd love to go back with you and Todd Cap and
Todd
watch him experience it. Yeah, he definitely. I mean, you guys with your Montanas and your dog sleighs and things, I feel like
we like
totally
that.
Love it. Yeah.
We're planning the honeymoon right now.
Oh, how's that going?
It's good. I mean, I realize how I can't make a decision, Johnny.
On
anything, really, I think.
Oh, okay, great.
In life.
You know. You have, and Todd,
I made decisions on quite early. But other than that, I realize, like, I procrastinate about everything. I worry about each decision I make. Like, maybe there's something better. Let me research more. I'm driving myself crazy because we're going for, you know, a bit of a trip.
A long time.
And every
Let me preface the rest of your story by telling everyone, if there is a long break of podcasting in the summer, it's because Tara's on her honeymoon, like a long one. So if I get blamed or even one nasty Twitter message about false advertising and weekly podcast.
We're going to try to keep it up. So
I shall rise up and I will find you. And I will, I don't know what, I'll put some spiders in your mailbox
it
or something.
It will be my fault. Completely.
It'll be Tara's fault, but if anyone goes after me, I swear. Okay, anyway.
Johnny, we're a month away from the wedding. It's happening.
I know, and, you know, nothing is booked. Nothing's happening. But it's fine. We'll get through it. As long as I've got my bald eagle to hold and set off when you guys kiss, I'm all good. I will be there. I have my plane.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait, though. The bridal shower was fun. We should chat about that.
Yeah, so We had, I can't even, it was like at least it's 6 months ago that we had.
Seems like forever. We had some meetings. We went on our meetings. Oh my gosh, let's tell everyone about the guy. The production company that we work with for this show that we're pitching, they're amazing. And they're so much fun and they're young and they're hip and they like get it. And
they're handsome.
They get the Tara and Johnny thing. We do our Instagram stories and our videos and they film it for us. But we were about to go into a meeting.
The last meeting of the day. And I'm just going to jump right in because Tara and I get really slap happy by the end of the day. And we will start literally, we'll be in meetings with TV executives trying to explain what holding court is, which sometimes is a tall order. And we literally, by the end of the day, we'll sort like we'll feel each other shaking internally, yes, laughing at something. And then we turn into one another and completely exclude the audience that is trying to buy our television show. We're really good at it. Anyway, what were we doing before this last meeting?
So we had way too much time. We had like 45 minutes to kill. And so we made a Insta story. No, we did a video, old school.
A video.
And we had, who did we have tape it? I can't even remember. Johnny doesn't remember anything. So anyway,
Debbie.
Long story short. So, we had
so
him
one of our
film.
Because I feel like we shouldn't tell everyone who our team is because it should be like Sneaky Pete. but anyway, one of our producers was filming this story.
Yeah.
Well, Tara and I were left to our own devices, so we started filming it ourselves. Everyone else was sunning themselves on these burka loungers
a lot
outside.
Of trouble telling this story, but okay. Long story short.
Guys, we know this is what happens when we don't podcast.
Okay,
we brought it on ourselves. You were all
short.
Right. Mommy hates it.
Long story short, we were filming. There was a pool in the middle of this courtyard for some reason.
Let's not even call it a pool.
A pond.
It was a reflective pond, freaking California.
It was very California. Like you could tell it was between two business buildings that like to have yoga, you know, outside in the courtyard at 4 p.m. or like to meditate on like
they have
the stool by the pool. And, like,
employee play areas.
Yeah.
See, it's just got real. The cannabis bar.
So
I mean, I just
what,
feel like there was a lot of that.
We were doing. So we were sort of doing that. And one of our producers was filming us. And we're like, okay, the very last scene, we just need you to stand by the edge and we're going to run past you. It like as if we were like going to jump in the pool, but we weren't. And he was filming. He's like, okay, go. And he stumbled and fell in the pool.
Poor thing.
Yes. He still got the video, though.
He did a good job. Like, he's a true production pro.
Right.
He knew what he was doing.
Fell in.
But had to go to the meeting with no sock on because it was completely soaked.
He was turning his shoe upside down to drip out the reflective pool water.
but meanwhile, while we were trying to film this scene, let's set the scene a little bit. We were trying to film this final part, and we had already, when we were filming the part before, because Tara thought it'd be cute if I sat at a table and watched another table of people eating lunch, we'd been yelled at for filming in an area that we weren't supposed to film in.
Right, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I had hives from that, plus our whole management agent team was yelling at us from inside the building, we gotta go, it's time. And we were both like, no, they're going to wait. They made us wait. They're waiting so we can get the last scene. So I had full hives. Tara was directing, full on, you know, producer, director hat on. And our poor producer was trying to get the shot, but he was also stressed out. Because, you guys, when we make them wait, that probably lessens the chances of us actually being on their network.
Yeah, we got to be in there
right away.
But we had to finish this video. So we had to do it very quickly. And he fell in and was sitting in the meeting, full, sopping, wet leg. Just dripping because it was, I think he didn't fall completely. And I think it was just one leg up to the hip.
But so. I mean, we felt really bad for him.
So
I guess he kind of had to be there for that story. No one's laughing at
No,
that.
No one's
Let's
laughing.
Let's move on.
Long story short.
The long story short. Jason's going to edit that one out. So next, we had the bridal shower.
Right, which was a lot of fun. You came in for that. We obviously did the meetings. We did Access Hollywood.
Okay, so Access Hollywood, we got to meet Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh, he was so nice.
He was so sweet. But, you know, even when you look at him, all I can think of is Jerry Maguire. And he was that cute little kid with the blonde spiky hair. And now he's a grown-up.
He's all grown up.
And he's Polish. So I just,
I
you know,
know
whenever
had,
there's a... whenever there's a Polish person, I freak out because, you know, Tara's all sorts of Polish.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm on the team now, too. I'm Polish by injection. Tara is my wife, and I'm Polish, too.
Oh, my God, you're Polish. That's so crazy.
I'm Polish. We share everything, including
a gold medal.
Heritage and gold medals. And the fact that I'm not Polish. But, you know, things are looking up. You're also a Viking now.
I know. I like that.
You know, that's why I have a hairy forearm. So look out when you get older.
Get that
lasered.
Okay, let's talk about the bridal shower. Oh, no, we have to talk about Access Hollywood more. Remember when we forgot about this. So, guys, when we get interviewed, you know, sometimes it's either about, like, the skating thing that we're doing next or the dog show or the Kentucky Derby, whatever it may be.
Or how great we are, you know, in general.
Whatever gets us through the day.
I just imagine that everyone thinks we're great and cute
and
funny.
That's the difference about Johnny and I. Johnny is always glass half full, whatever. I'm like, Johnny, no.
They're firing us.
The only reason they're doing this is because whatever.
They feel sorry for us. they feel really sorry that you have to go through your life.
We're never going to get a TV show, ever.
With this unicorn of a best friend.
Mommy hates it.
Mommy hates it. Everyone, you know what? Everyone hates it, but we're going to win because Jesus told me so.
I'm not that downer. We're doing well.
we're doing really well.
We're doing okay.
We did Access Hollywood. And sometimes we get in situations where, you know, we get invited to things, but we don't do a full analysis of what is expected of us. And when we arrived, we thought we would just be talking about the Beverly Hills Dog Show starring us and Lisa Vanderpump. And all the dogs, of course. But that's what we thought we were talking about. And then when we arrive at, you know, the butt crack of dawn, 5:30, 6 a.m. To film Access Hollywood, they're like, oh, and we've added another segment that is just fashion commentary
stuff
for the week.
But what's funny about this, guys, is a lot of people want us to do this fashion stuff. But we don't really, we're not fashion experts. So we always feel very uncomfortable when it's like we have to do, what did they do? They did like
the
worst
like,
or best looks of the week or something,
you and I are slightly different in this regard. Like I do, I'm currently working on three different fashion projects. I love the fashion world, but not being a commentator.
Yeah, I mean,
about
I love fashion too, but it's just not.
Yeah,
it's like, not I like don't, what we do.
I don't care that the Jenner Kardashian girl wore, you know, thigh high boots. I don't care. So, in this sort of situation, we're like, okay, well, that's another 6 minute block for us to be Tara and Johnny on national television. And what can we do? How can we get around this fashion commentary?
We don't even talk about it anymore because we know when the other one is slightly uncomfortable. So we just kind of fill in those areas. And I remember they asked us a direct question. I think they asked you, like, what did you think about this outfit? And you didn't even answer to the outfit at all. You started talking about, like, what you're wearing to the wedding. And then the conversation completely got off track. And I think there was still, like, an image up on the screen of, like, jeans with no – what are they? Like,
oh, those
jeans,
the like ass cleavage jeans.
In your butt.
Yeah. there were cleavage jeans for your butt.
Yeah.
You know, and that was up behind my head. Like, I don't need to talk about that. There's a certain level of silliness and spontaneity that Tara and I like to bring to the table. But sort of being forced to talk about a Jenner or an assless jean is not really something that we're super interested in. So we essentially do what we always do. We start interviewing each other.
Right. All right. Well, that was enough on Access Hollywood. That was
fun. That's enough.
But so let's go to
the bridal shower.
Let's talk bridal shower.
You start with the night before?
Oh, Todd surprised me. So the girls started flying in, and we all met up at the house. We got like manis and petties, and then Kelly's like, okay, we're getting everyone together. We're going to do like happy hour. So Todd's like, okay, well, I have to meet you there. And I was like, okay, that's weird. So we went early, and then we, like, went to this place in Santa Monica, and all of a sudden Todd comes, and then we're having drinks and, like, eating. I'm getting a little tipsy, and Todd's like, we gotta go. And I'm like, where are we going?
What's Debbie doing?
What's Debbie doing? What's happening? And so he booked a night at the Bel Air Hotel and booked a beautiful dinner and surprised me. So we got in the car. I still had, until we pulled up at the hotel, I was like, what are we doing? He packed a bag for me. And he forgot a brush, but other than that, he did very well.
Did he remember underpants?
He remembered everything.
Good.
He brought the moisturizer, forgot the eye cream, but it's okay.
He did his best.
He did his best. And we made it work. And we had, we had an incredible, perfect night. And it was just, like, really fun to kind of get away before that next day. Because the next day was crazy. There were so many people. If this is anything like the wedding, I'm worried. Because
no, the wedding's going to be far worse.
Oh,
so I just want you to be ready.
I am
going to bring you some Valium.
To everyone and see everyone. You just don't feel like you're getting enough time with anyone.
That's here. I'm going to tell you my trick to get through the wedding right now.
Don't talk to anyone.
Sit in the corner and don't talk to anyone. I will go talk to all of them. I will hold court with all the people that want to talk to you. So
Tara sends her regards.
Tara sends her best. Thank you for the gift. Please go enjoy the Southern, dinner platter. And, I hope you like the Macarena, because you should probably warm up your hips, Aunt Flo.
Oh my God, that dance was ridiculous.
But, you did... Here's the thing. We're going to talk about this after the break because it's going
to
be a long one. It's going
to
be long. So tuck in, get a nice blanket around. You put a little scotch on your kids' gums and we'll be right back.
Thursday, it's a fuzzy wuzzy friend that'll keep you laughing.
Do not start with Elmie! Do not start with Elmie!
Then on an all-new Boston Common, school leaves Wylene breathless.
Nobody panic. I know CPR.
Then a snappy swing in Seinfeld and a mind-blowing Caroline. NBC
Thursday.
Okay, so we're back, Jay.
You were having the pre-rest night with Todd Kapp.
Right.
Everything was lover's lane. And then all of a sudden it was the morning.
Lots happening.
In full-blown panic.
No. I actually had the most relaxing day, which I hope is sort of like the wedding, although I didn't really have anything to do with this. So I just kind of woke up, had a coffee, did my hair and makeup, put on a dress and came out. And everything was just magical. But my mom spent so much time working on this bridal shower, and she did so many things by herself. She made the tablecloths. She made it, like, she practically made everything.
It was so beautiful. So it was out back at Tara's house, and it's a beautiful setting anyway. But Pat, mommy, she just really
stepped up to the plate on a bridal
shower. Stepped
up
to the plate. I mean, there was
who knew.
Under the pergola, there were the beautiful picnic tables set up for everyone to sit and munch at with, every little detail. The name cards were super romantic and lovely. Then there were these zontiki. What are they? Umbrellas hanging
from... So I had seen this picture, Johnny, a while ago of these umbrellas hanging, like it was some party. And I was like, that is so cute. So she must have remembered, did that. She hung the umbrella. She put the little, she made the raindrops, like the crystals and the big bow that went with it. She's so creative. Like, I did not get that gene. Like, if I did it, it would have looked like a mess.
Like poop wrapped in tinfoil.
But there was just so many small details. Like, every little thing. Like, where I sat, she, put in pearls, TNT. And there was just so many small details. And I have, I've no idea what the shower was going to be like. And she wanted to surprise me with most things. But I knew she was working on it for months. And it was just so overwhelming to sort of see what she created in the backyard. And it was just so much fun. She put up that little frame thing, which we all had such a good time with.
Yeah, doing the Insta.
Yeah, doing the boomerangs.
Boomerangs. I was going to call it a boingo.
The food was amazing.
The food. Okay, let me just stop you right there, because it's not like you had a whole lot of time to eat any of it.
Right.
I had several portions of it.
Did you have some mac and cheese?
Okay, so mac and cheese. Guys, get ready. Mac and cheese, country fried chicken sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches for the middle of the day. That is just crazy. Plus the cakes and the cupcakes and the salads and, obviously wine.
And lots of wine.
Lots and lots of wine. Speaking of Kelly Hurley.
One of my bridesmaids.
One of Tara's bridesmaids and dear friends. I got to meet her and speak to her a few times through our lives together, and I'm going to have to be separated from her. She is a hoot and a half. She was, we were outside, and she just could not stop sweating, and then drinking, and then commenting on the fact that she was sweating. Gosh, she was funny.
Her Snapchat, remember her Snapchat makes me happy. Like, and remember in Rio, I'd be like, Johnny, look at this. She's just ridiculous and so much fun. We're all getting, so Johnny, I leave in a day to go to our Bachelor Bachelorette. And I know you can't make this trip because you're getting ready for Japan, but Kelly is pumped. Like, she is pumped. She is ready. She has set up some incredible things. We have this killer house, and it's going to be, I think about 6 girls are coming from my bridal party, and then I think 7 are coming from, most of Todd's guys are coming. So it's going to be insane. Yeah,
I can't wait to see Snapchats and boomerangs about just the guy saying bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. That's all I want. That's all I want to see on your Instagram.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
I'm sad I'm going to miss it.
I know.
Mean, you know, I probably would have gotten sick had I gone anyway. Going after the cold of Iceland and then...
And then going to the heat. I think that's an old wives' tale.
I don't know. Anything south of Texas, I'm scared of since Rio because I got the vertigo.
Oh, you got the vertigo there, yes.
And also, I had to check into AA after. not really, guys. Don't worry. Just, I did get vertigo, though. Plus, you know, tears, Meniere's.
Meniere's.
So, I don't like to really go south of Texas anymore.
Well,
unless it's Australia.
But I
will be there in spirit.
What else happened at the bridal shower? Any funny things?
Okay, the funny thing was...
Oh, Todd stayed. That's funny.
Todd Kapp stayed, which I guess... You know, I don't know about these traditions, but Todd Kapp, I suppose, was not supposed to stay at the bridal shower.
No, he wasn't. But then it was just too hard for him to go.
Yeah, like, what was he going to go do? Like, drink beers at a bar somewhere?
So I was like, TK, you want to stay?
And he did. He certainly did want to stay.
And he was the best. He took pictures for us on the nice camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely the Todd and Tara way that he should have and would have stayed.
I mean, why not break the rules? There's so much tradition to weddings. Yeah, why not break a few rules along the way?
But it was so much
Todd
fun
Kapp
having
was genius.
Him. Yeah.
So, yeah, we were all there. But the funniest part was Tara had big girl britches on about the after party.
Oh, God.
And that we were all going to go out.
Somewhere.
And she kept asking me, like, I'm from L.A., where I know the Hot Holding Court Club is in California. I have no idea. I usually just get drunk at the hotel bar and pass out face down on a duvet. So I don't know much about L.A. going out. So she kept asking me because, you know, when Tara...
Well, because I also know that you're particular
in some things.
And I want you to be part of the festivities.
I don't like anywhere where you
can
take your shoes off.
Are you bouncing on your seat, Johnny?
Well, my seat's bouncing me. I'm not bouncing it. I'll tell you that right now.
I hear it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
But anyway,
like,
I know that you're very particular in like the way you like to go out and the things you like to do, which I understand and I know. But like, I want you part of it. So I like...
So you were trying
to make sure you pick it. So then I know that
you were just
committed.
Trying to make sure you were just trying to make sure I didn't go home and pack.
Right, and then I got really tired, and I was worried.
No,
I'm like,
you were.
Oh, goodness, he's
no.
Gonna, he
let me tell the
flight.
Story. I watched it from the outside end. It was Easter the day after, so I did have to get home to my family and all.
Sure.
But I also had to pack. But I was in it to win it. Anyway, this is what happens. So the day goes out on without a hitch. It's beautiful. The photographs were wonderful. Everyone was enjoying themselves. Everyone showed up. Old skating friends, new friends from work. You know, Alexa and Sarah Hughes were there. You know, Sarah Hughes, guys, for those skating fans out there, there's a Sarah Hughes, Olympic champion Sarah Hughes, and then there's Sarah Hughes, who works on our production team. She's one of our top researchers. She was able to come, which was awesome. And, you know, we were just all having the best time drinking and whatever. But as, you know, the sun started to go down, when I expected Tara to get a second wind, possibly, you know, throw on a different heel and maybe a hot pan of some kind that says, I'm going to get married or, you know, something, you know, with some slogan on it. she started cleaning. And I had equal parts, never been more proud. Also, never been more attracted to you. the majority of the guests had left, and it was just us girls still kind of hanging out. But you started cleaning like a flying squirrel.
I did.
Flying around everywhere. I was holding court with the girls because, you know, I was drunk. And thank God for Uber. But, I was just so proud of you. And then the night sort of flitted away a little bit, and then you guys had a party after I left, right?
Yeah, we had a party after you left. It was good. We got a little tipsy. I went into cleaning mode. Sometimes after a party, I don't know if anyone else out there has this problem. When it's happening, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I'm not going to clean up till tomorrow. Like, who cares? Like, let's keep going, go out, blah, blah, blah. But then when people start leaving and you like grab one plate and you throw it out, you're like, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back for another one. And then you're like, well, I just did that table, so I should take off the tablecloth. And then you're like, okay, maybe I should just do one more table. And then it just is never ending.
And then all of a sudden you're doing your own carpentry to redo your cupboard.
Yeah, then I'm building on an addition.
Then all of a sudden your mother's giving you crafts to do because she thinks you have some sort of drinking problem.
Don't project onto me.
We share highs and lows. We share all things. So when my mother thinks I have a drinking problem, which she's completely wrong about, you also possibly have a drinking problem because it's my drinking problem.
Right. Agreed.
But I just get lit a couple times a month.
Off of a glass.
Off a glass.
That's the thing. Like, if you went into rehab, I just wonder, you would be like, okay, get too drunk. Well, how many do you have? One.
One every 3 weeks. And I'm white knuckling it until next month. Yeah, I mean, that's how it would be. I mean, I'd get kicked out of rehab, I'm sure, just because they'd be like, oh, what? It'd be like if I went to an Overeaters Anonymous meeting and showed up.
You don't eat enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have had a protein shake and a clementine today.
Johnny, I got a lot of cooking books at the shower.
Yeah, you did.
I feel like it was like hints that I should start cooking.
I don't know. I find it super traditional and almost sexist that you got so many cookbooks. I think a woman's place is wherever she wants to be. The fact that Todd Kapp did not also get cookbooks as gifts for his bachelor shower that I wasn't invited to, it upsets me. Todd Kapp gets what? He gets, you know, boys get panties and cigars and, you know, fun stuff. Girls get cookbooks and aprons. I think that's totally wrong. That's why I got you a cheese plate, because I think you should make cheese.
Oh, my God. You bought me the most beautiful gift. No, I got a lot of cookbooks. They're really pretty looking, so I've displayed them all. I just wonder if I'll actually use them.
Do you think you will?
I don't know. I haven't cooked in this kitchen in, say, I don't know, a good 10 years.
Yeah, I mean,
Todd and I eat out constantly. It's a problem. I think living in New York, like, where I could just order delivery from like the diner next door at any time.
That is just a total lie. There's no diner.
There
that
was.
You would order
there
from.
Was a diner on Bleecker, and it closed down, and I loved it.
All right.
There you go.
My
do
life
you know
on the side.
That you love? Do you know that you love and I love diners?
Do you know that we love? We love diners.
I grew up in Jersey. I mean, like, on the turnpike, you pull off after, like, skating at U of D, and you go to a diner. Like, that, my uncle, my aunt, that's, like, 5 points was our place to eat, and it was a diner. It was my favorite. Like, there's no diners in L.A. There's, like, a Mel's Diner, which is, like, this fancy.
It's not even,
like,
real.
Yeah.
It's not even,
like,
a real diner.
Pretend. I mean, it actually has good milkshakes, but pretend diner. I mean, it's not like the gritty, you know.
Yeah,
if
you don't have a French fry that you dip in ranch and then also dip in brown gravy, you aren't a diner.
Yeah, I love diners, and I struggle here because I always want milkshakes, and there's like no place other than fast food to get milkshakes here.
Yeah, I mean, whatevs. What were we even talking about before that? Diners.
My cookbooks.
Oh yeah. So here's the thing. I did have a point to make before we continue on.
Long story short,
if you start cooking this summer, I will start Botox this summer.
Well, so, I think you're going to have wrinkles for at least a few more years.
No, I actually want to, you know, be honest with everybody. I actually have been thinking about starting, just so I don't all of a sudden appear at 50 as Catwoman on your televisions. So I've been thinking a lot about it and just sort of gentle touch-ups and refreshers.
Yeah.
And just, you know, I want to know how it's going to affect me. And I found a great dermatologist that really gets me and knows that I still, you know, just want to look like a beautiful fawn of a man. I don't want to look like Catwoman. So
when you go in, just bring a picture of a fawn and be like, what I'm looking for.
I'd love to look like Mr. Tumnus.
I'm sure they get like Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner. You're like, I'd like to be this baby fawn.
I just want to look like this. I want to
fur
look like
and all.
Bambi, can you make spots on my back, please? Yeah, but I mean, just, you know, total real talk, everyone. That's something that I've been considering. And I think this. But you've taken the seriousness of you having to cook out of the story altogether.
Oh, my goodness.
So, crying.
Hopefully, Bambi. All you out there won't even notice when I start looking like Bambi, when I start my transition from being just Johnny Weir to being Bambi.
Johnny Weir to baby Fawn.
Now that's a Page Six story. Johnny Weir transitions from man to Bambi. A small baby deer. So yeah, that's something I'm going to do. So when I start doing that, why don't we say you at least start cooking salad or something?
Maybe.
I'll teach you how to deep fry an onion. Oh. Calm down. Both of you out there. Jason, you too. I can't keep talking and doing this podcast if you're coughing the whole way through. You're doing that wheeze laugh, both of you. Calm down. Yeah, so let's. That's true talk, Jason. If you edit that, I'll kick you right in the nuts because I want people to know.
Yes.
So, Kevin, you stop. Jesus Christ, it's not that funny. Just some gentle lifting. Stop it, all of you.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Okay, so
I did an NBC promo shoot.
You met Gus Kenworthy.
I can't talk. You talk about the next thing.
Okay, so while I was in Iceland, Tara was hard at work,
just
working.
Keep going.
Well, what? This is real life to me. The fact that I want to look slightly like Bambi is not shocking to me because I've gone to bed with that thought for at least 6 years now. So I am red, though, because of the embarrassment of all of you shaming me via these wires.
I'm, also thinking, you transitioning into Bambi, one day we're like, in the booth, and all of a sudden I look over, and you put your paw up, and it's just, a very delicate, Bambi leg on,
it's
or
a
Bambi.
Hoof. It's a hoof.
on the table.
So everyone, we've totally
your ears will pop out.
Stop it.
Okay.
All right, all of you, calm down. I want to talk about Kanye West and his Yeezy shoes.
Okay, well, we were not going to talk about the puppies at the promo shoot.
Oh, okay, we were going to talk about the puppies. So Tara was working her little fingers to the nub. And while I was in Iceland, and she did the NBC Olympics promo shoot with all of the athletes that sort of gather so that before the Olympic kind of push, when everyone's already getting ready and really working hard for it, NBC and all the press outlets bother you early on so that you're kind of in an off season before the snow starts falling anywhere in the world. And you go meet the people, you do little profiles on different athletes, you talk to them about the Olympics or who they are, just because.
Stop moving in your chair, Johnny.
Sorry, I'm.
You're balancing.
I was gesturing. I'm sorry. I'll try and calm down. Sitting very calm.
Very calm.
Okay, so.
Breathe it out. Okay, so I'll pick you up here.
No, I'm not. I wasn't done.
Keep going.
I was not done. Mommy was not finished. Tara, get back to your Polly Pockets. So Days of Our Lives wasn't over yet. So basically you go and you do these profiles on the athletes, and Tara, being one of the lead, personalities for NBC Olympic and NBC as a whole, essentially, was there interviewing athletes and talking to people. And she got to meet Gus Kenworthy, who is an out and proud gay snowboarder who was very famous in Sochi, not only for being handsome and winning medal, but he also adopted a bunch of the Sochi dogs, if that's something that you guys might remember.
Yes.
There were lots of homeless dogs running around Sochi.
I should have found out if he was single for you.
I doubt he is. And you know what? I'm a tall order. I decided last week when I was drunk that, no one's going to want me. So I'm just going to stop trying. But I will start to transition into Bambi because no one's going to marry Bambi anyway. That's that. I'm in rare form today.
Okay.
Sorry,
all
everyone.
Right.
I'm sweating.
Let me get back. Okay, wait.
So Gus Kenworthy, tell me what Gus Kenworthy smelt like. Was he minty?
I did not sniff him. He was very nice. He was
did
awesome.
Did he ask about me?
He did not ask about you.
Yep,
I'm
no
sure
idea.
He was thinking about it, but Mm-mm. He didn't actually put it into words. But Johnny, the best part of this was there was puppies. There
were
was
they
a
his
golden,
puppies?
No. They had little pugs, and they had a little teeny tiny golden retriever named Chunk, who was so cute. I couldn't put him down.
Puppies,
and then they
for
had
any
Elmo.
Shoot. Okay, Elmo.
And Elmo tried to take your job.
Elmo,
I
am
going to. I saw that on my Instagram.
I did. I'm going to F him up.
I told him, though. I said, Johnny is not going to like this, so you can't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Elmo, he may be cute, and he might be red, and he may have had a hit toy, which I have not. but I am far better. So Elmo can step off.
Let's go to Fan Corner.
Okay, Fan Corner, everybody. So in sort of culling through the vast oceans of social media and all of our followers this week, there weren't a whole lot of positive.
It was a lot of where is the podcast.
It was a lot of where is the podcast that I was getting and we were getting. And I apologize again for missing. But you know what? I wanted to go away, so I did. I work hard. I went away. So just calm down.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll start off with a positive one, though. Leah Braden said that she listens to our podcast while putting her 8-month-old down for naps. And then she added a very funny hashtag, mommy hates it when you're crying during the podcast. I can understand that.
Yeah, mommy does hate that. But, you know, we thank you for listening. And also, you know, the fact
that
you listen.
How do we not wake that kid up?
Well, here's the thing. When you listen to Sebastian.
Yes.
Whatever he says. Yeah, it's like when people back in the, you know, 80s and 90s, they would listen to foreign languages while they slept because it would just get in there somehow. You and I are pretty much sculpting the future of this child that's taking naps while mommy listens to the podcast.
Right. It's so, like how they put, you know, they give kids earphones to listen to, like, classical music, or, like, while they're pregnant, they'll put it on their stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Tara and Johnny, the podcast.
I can't wait to start just running up. Once you and I get the rep for this child turning out so unbelievably, we're going to be asked all over the place to talk to pregnant bellies. You just wait.
What else did we have?
Okay, so a funny thing happened when the dog show was on television a couple weeks ago, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, because we've talked so much about Lisa Vanderpump saying we have a lot of property. And first of all, I was so excited that NBC actually kept it in the airing and USA Network kept it in the final edit of the show where Lisa Vanderpump says we have a lot of property, just because I didn't want us to be liars to you guys. So I was glad that there was proof of her saying that. But Fourth Impacts from Instagram said to a photo you and I posted of us with Lisa Vanderpump promoting the show. So I hear she has a lot of property. And I don't know why it made me laugh so much. I think I was just having a coffee and I saw it. And I just thought I wanted to share it with everyone in Fan
Corner.
I like
that. We got one from Dr. Tony Neutron. And he said, can you talk more about skating?
No.
Well, I mean, I feel like we talk about skating, you know, a lot.
Skating pretty much.
It comes in and out, you know. You just have to really listen for it.
If you listen the whole way through all of our podcasts and continue on for the next 130 podcasts, you for sure will hear it.
We reference skating quite a bit.
We reference it quite a bit. It really did form our lives as they are now. And we talk about it.
We do.
And if there's something good enough to talk about, we'll talk about it. But, you know, if you want to enforce this law that you think we should talk about figure skating just because we're on sports podcasting section of NBC,
I don't think we talked about a sport today. Probably not. Baseball.
Did I say hiking?
You did.
Okay, so I hiked. Oh, do you know what I learned in Iceland? Hiking is walking.
Why? Because they just have to do it all the time?
No, they just have to walk. That's what hiking is. You just walk. Whether it's on a trail or up the dusty side of a mountain,
nice.
Hiking is just walking, which is fun. That was an observation from mommy to you.
Okay. Next Fan Corner.
And then the last one was a really sweet comment about Tara's upcoming nuptials from Delsanio on Twitter. And Delsanio writes, guys, Tara's getting married, and if it isn't broadcast live with Johnny commentary, then I'm definitely leaving America. And that is right. But you know what? I think it's great that we're doing sort of a private affair with just,
yeah,
you know.
It's got to be private.
3,000 of your nearest and dearest. And
just
People Magazine.
1,200. No, it's going to be
your
small.
Dearest friend. It's small. But yeah, I feel like television weddings they scare me. Ever since I saw the Kardashian Humphreys wedding on the E! Channel, it scared me. That's a lot of pressure. It's a pressure enough on the day to make sure everything goes well, that you don't accidentally kiss Todd's chin. You know, there's a lot to think about. And the last thing you want to think about is, you know, panty lines on television.
No, I would never.
Yeah.
No,
but,
not me.
You know,
okay,
there were some other things we had written down to talk about.
Was there another
fan corner or no? No, I mean, that's kind of it.
I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done. So everyone, As always, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And even though we have some sort of mild joking with you guys, it's all in good fun. So, you know, there are literally billions of you out there listening. And we couldn't be more thankful. As always, you can interact with us, and we actually implore you to interact with us on social media at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. And send us questions, send us topics you want talked about, send us your favorite hashtag mommy hates it moments.
We love it all.
And we love it all. And we really, really love you guys. And T, I love you most.
I love you, Jay.
All right. But everyone, until next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bambi, quick, the thicket.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.